The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. And as you know,
you are so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. But I was getting something.
To
but
me.
I appreciate that.
Well, I'll just sing a little
No, I understand. I'm a handsome man. I'm glad you think so. But you know, as you know, I watch some hardcore shit, but I seen something recently that even blew my mind.
What was that?
A woman. It wasn't even...
Wasn't that zebra getting eaten by a alligator that we watched, was it?
No.
Because that was pretty hardcore.
That was. No one fucked it, though.
Unicorn. But this zebra was...
swimming?
He was taking a swim, and all of a sudden these alligators attacked him and took out his innards.
Yeah, he escaped with a giant hole in his side.
I got really sad for the guy, because he seemed nice, and he was like, eh.
Well, yep. I bet it hurt.
And I was thinking about how confused he must have been when he looked down and just saw his, like...
Well, you know those things. I mean, I'm sure they're not that smart. He doesn't understand that he's being eaten.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Poor thing.
Yeah. Back to me.
Fuck alligators. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. You know what? Shouldn't they all be dead? They've been around for millions of years.
Yeah, they're the oldest living animal.
Yeah. You know, haven't you had your time?
And they don't really like change either. Just nope. Yeah, they're just the same.
Yeah, man. It's over.
A stubborn old man.
Dude, you had your day in the sun. Time's up, buddy. Anyway, the thing I seen, a chick got her nipples and asshole tattooed. When I seen that, like, holy shit, that chick is fucking hardcore.
Why would someone do that?
Because she's insane. She's an insane porno chick. And she had a purple star tattooed over her asshole and her nipples.
First of all, well, I guess she's a porn star, so people see her asshole.
But yeah.
But a normal human, you
normal
know.
Normal people, not so much.
Every once in a while, I guess you can catch a glimpse.
No, if you're doing a chick from behind, you're gonna see it.
I guess, but if it's dark, you know.
I like having sex in the light. I want to see everything.
Do you insist that the light's on?
I don't insist. I'd like it on.
You keep it on?
No, listen, most chicks like it dark.
I don't like, yeah, what if
girls are a little self-conscious.
What if there's a Mark type standing outside watching? You know, I don't want that.
Well, then I want the light on so they can see. Because they're me. I'm a Mark type.
Well, you're the prototype.
I'm the proto-Mark.
Yeah.
I do have night vision shit, so I'll manage.
So you have night vision? Like, really? I was gonna
turn off the
light. I was gonna give you a challenge.
I don't mean, like...
I was getting angry for them. Like, really? You can see the dark? I will read this.
I don't mean, like, internal. I mean external devices I can see in the dark.
So you need the goggles, though. You just have, like, the monocular.
It moans. And you know what? Also, an old video camera that has a night shot.
Paris Hilton video style?
Yeah. So I got that,
it's
too.
It's all green. That annoyed me. A lot of that video wasn't in color.
Well, you know, in the dark, what do you want? But as I said, holy shit, man. Just, can you imagine the pain? Having your asshole tattooed?
Where were you watching a video like this?
Where was I watching it? I don't know. One of the porn sites I go to.
Well, I can't imagine because I don't know how tattoos feel in the first place.
I mean, I don't have one either, but I imagine it hurts. It's a fucking needle piercing your flesh.
Well, I can't hurt that much. I mean, lots of people get them.
Doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. Assholes get their fucking earlobes ripped up.
You know what? I don't trust people who hang out at tattoo shops.
They just hang out?
Because I've been to a tattoo shop a handful of times. When
I've been there a couple times.
Girlfriend wanted to go there. There's always some, like, vagrants just kind of sitting around.
Well, yeah. You know what? I think they just befriend the tattoo artist, hoping they'll get free tattoos out of the deal. Plus, dude, if you can kind of just weasel your way in and be their helper, quote-unquote, you know you're gonna fucking see something. Some shit's going down. Because how many chicks get tattoos in, like, sensitive areas?
How old are you that you're still trying to see a naked lady?
Hey, listen, there is no age limit for it, man. 8 to 80. I want to see it, man. I want to see it all.
I know. I get anxiety if a girl's getting nude near me. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no, what am I going to do? What if I get
an erection? I can't think of any examples of that, but, you know. It's like, I got to see. But, yeah, I can't be a creep.
But you're not a creep because, listen, I'm helping out. This is my buddy here. And you listen, you're getting your vaginal lips tattooed, and I gotta help. I gotta stretch that shit out. It's gonna look ridiculous. No one's gonna be able to see what it is.
I remember over the summer, I got caught. I don't even want to say who.
You got caught?
Caught staring at looking at some cleavage. Ugh. It's so embarrassing because you know they don't say anything, but they like adjust their shit.
I know. Okay.
So then the rest of the day, you kind of just gotta like
avoid it. I don't see you.
Yep. You don't even want them to think that you're looking again.
I know. Okay. Quiet now. The worst instance that ever happened to me of that.
My mom was making me breakfast.
It was, oh my God, it was just so embarrassing because, you know, I was younger. Shit, I don't even know how old I was. Probably like
30.
13 to 15 in that range. And this one chick, you know, she's wearing a shirt and she's bending over and, you know, I can see her shit. She has, you know, a nice rack.
Nipples?
No, I mean, I'm not seeing everything. But, you know, you're just in cleavage. And it's...
That's the holy grail of fucking cleavage.
Oh, I know,
shots.
I know. But you know what? It was fucking beautiful.
You know you can see nipples if it's a girl with small breasts because her bra will be kind of baggy.
Yeah, sometimes. You got to get really in there, though. That's not easy.
A big-breasted girl, it's hard to see the nipples unless they're so big that they're like, you know, they're
her
starting to peek out.
Her areola is on her neck.
Starting to peek out.
Yeah. Anyway, and, you know, I was just so young that I really didn't know to kind of just peek and look away and just, you know, kind of just take glances when you can. I was just fucking looking dead on, and I did not want to stop. I just fucking stared.
Who was this girl? A contemporary or an older girl?
Contemporary. Her name was Dana. I don't know.
She had big breasts and you were 13?
I'd say 13 to 15. I mean, she had nice, you know, she had a nice rack.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stared. And, you know, there was like an age range of kids, and one of the younger girls, I think it might have been like her younger sister, said, "Dana, Mark's staring at your boobies." And I just got so busted because I was looking for a really long time, and I got so busted. And you just, you know, you feel like the blood drain from your face.
So you should have been like, "Oh, sure, I sure am."
You know, listen, you're a kid. You're not really thinking on your feet like that. And
you know what? Not only that, I'm thinking of titty fucking him. That's what I'm gonna dream about tonight.
And even the girl was embarrassed because she was like, "No, he wasn't. No, oh yeah, he was. Oh, I seen him." Like, no, he wasn't. I know you were, Mark. That's fine. Like, we were all embarrassed.
I remember in the bus stop once, me and my friend DJ, we're chatting about.
Isn't that a dance? The bus stop?
I don't know.
Like it is.
He goes, "So, have you ever seen any real breasts in person?" I'm like, "You know what? I haven't."
Me either. One day, though.
See, I don't remember if he did. He might have. He had a sister, so he might have, like...
Fuck my sister once.
If you have an older sister, I'm sure, like, a lot of dudes, that's, like, the first pair of breasts they see.
I mean, you're in a home. You might see your sister. Listen, you might, you know, your mom might be coming out of the shower, opening up the door. You might catch a glimpse.
I don't know if your mom will interest you, but I bet you...
I mean, it's not going to interest you, but, I mean, you're going to see.
I bet you... No, I've never had an older sister, but I bet you, if you're 13... You have an older sister, and she's getting you. See, you know she's getting changed somewhere. At your peak, you're gonna go out of your way to look. Your hormones are raging, man. I'm not saying you're gonna fuck your sister, but you're gonna want to take a look.
I don't know.
If you have like a 16-year-old sister and you're 13, and you're here in the shower, and you're like standing on top of garbage cans outside the bathroom window, like. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you did that, but with a girlfriend, not your sister, who's way younger than you, which would be pretty weird.
The girlfriend was. No,
the sister.
Yeah, she was taking a shower at my house. I still live with my parents at the time, so I went outside, and even though I've seen her nude a million times, well, a million.
Be aware, he's still talking about his sister.
Shut up. The girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
You know, she probably got naked in my room like 10 seconds before, but for some reason I decided I got to spy on her without her knowing. It's hot.
It is hot.
So I jumped on top of some garbage cans and like because it was like a high window in the bathroom, and there she was.
You know what? What if your neighbors called the police and you're busted?
Is it illegal to spy on your own house?
You actually don't live there. You're not a resident.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, wait, you said you still lived with your parents. Okay.
Why would my girlfriend be taking a shower at my parents' house if I didn't live there?
I don't know what weird shit you got going on. Your parents are swingers, I'm pretty sure. But I'm reminded, I heard a story on the news a couple weeks ago. Some dude fell out of a tree at like 6 in the morning.
Yeah, George McFly.
No.
Then he got hit by... And then his son, who came from the future, saved him. And
pushed
hit by
him
the
out
car.
Of the way. Yeah. No, but another guy was bird watching at 6 in the morning. You know, it was like a dark out. And people are guessing that he was a peeping Tom, and he would like stay up in the tree and watch all the kids at the bus stop.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Which, I mean, is that the case, or is he just some weirdo up a fucking tree? Why are you just, all of a sudden, your mind goes to, he's watching kids at a bus stop. The kids aren't fucking each other at the bus stop. You're just standing
there.
Video,
they found videos, though.
I don't know. I don't know anything about the story. All I know is what I heard.
Yeah, you get all worked up. You don't even know the whole story.
I'm not getting worked up.
You sound worked up to me.
Actually, you sound worked up.
You know what I don't trust is people who call kids the children.
Look at the children.
I don't know what Michael Jackson used to say, the children.
Nah.
And like really religious children. People, like the children. I don't really use that word, children.
You know what?
I call them kids.
Yeah, I don't really say children either.
Which reminds me of once
child.
I was sitting at my grandma's house, some neighborhood kid came by, and I go, "Hey, kid," and he goes, "Don't call me kid, kid.
Call me children."
He was offended that I called him kid. I remember a teacher used to go,
"What about Kid Rock?
A kid's a baby goat."
Don't be an asshole. Or that, hey is for horses, all right? You know, horses eat apples, too.
They
eat many things. Oh, yeah. As a treat, you give an apple to a horse. They love it.
Did I tell you how I was at the fair last summer and a horse sneezed on me?
Oh, that's gross.
I'm just standing by his corral. Oh, there he is.
Were you trying to pick one up?
I don't touch them because I gotta, you know, I'm at the fair. I'm going to be eating soon after that, so I don't touch any animals.
You ever jerk off a horse?
So then, some people do. But for, you know, because they need to bottle the semen.
That's why I do it, yeah.
And
it's not sexual. It's just, you know.
Don't they do it?
I
then
need it.
They put in a thing, and then they take like a big, then they go and impregnate another horse.
Oh yeah, that's, me too. Yeah.
So anyways, I'm just standing there, all of a sudden, ha-choo! And I'm like, it sprayed. Oh my God. Like, I wasn't standing right next to him, but it was like, I got a little bit of shrapnel from him. If I was standing right next to him, I would have been dripping wet.
Take a shower.
Yeah.
You know, I'm reminded, one time, me and my cousin, we would hang out, because both of us being losers and never really doing anything, once he got his license, we would go to the mall and shit and just kind of hang out and, you know, wander around. So one time, he had the urge to sneeze. And, you know, he's not above just sneezing on me or, you know, as we were children.
Coming on you.
Yeah, or he'd pick his nose.
Hey, Mark, I'll tell you something.
He'd pick his nose and, like, just wipe it on you.
Oh, my God. I would beat the fuck out of him.
I remember as a child at my birthday party, I couldn't tell you how old I was. Like, you know, young. I hadn't seen him in a while, and he came to my birthday party. And, you know, I had other kids around, and he did that, and he wiped it on my leg. And I remember telling my mom, you know what? I don't like him anymore, and we're not friends. Anyway, while we were at the mall.
I showed him.
Yeah, I know. While we were at the mall, he had the urge to sneeze, and he told me afterwards, you know, I had the urge to sneeze on you, but then I thought, you know what? I'm not. And it's a good thing he didn't, because he sneezed into his hand, and when I looked after he sneezed into his hand, a handful of mucus. I don't mean like a little, I mean like he opened up a container of Silly Putty and put it in his hand, like disgustingly, like somebody dumped an ice cream cone into his hand, like that much. And if he would have turned on to me and sneezed on me,
that would be like an episode of
you can't do that on television. Yes, I don't know what.
For people who don't know, that was a show on in the 80s,
Canadian,
late 70s, early 80s, but Nickelodeon used to show it all.
They showed it all. Pussy and titties.
The green slime was in that show. That's where it came from. Where if you said, I don't know, you got slimed. And if the host of the show, which were all like teenage kids, said water, you got splat water.
Yeah, anyone said water, you got doused with water. Anyone said, I don't know, you got doused with slime.
By the way,
anyone said what? And, you know, a woman would come and spray breast milk in your face.
Nickelodeon green slime, which I don't know if they still do. I think they still do it during like the Nickelodeon Awards, I guess.
I think, you know what? Yeah, maybe.
It's actually just made out of applesauce, oatmeal, and green food coloring.
Sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty. You know what? That's nice. I mean, you're getting slime, but you know you could eat some of it. If, help me.
What's going on over there?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
choking.
That's not bad.
Me choking? Yeah, could be
worse.
Speaking
of girls we used to know, I had to recently hide a girl on my Facebook.
Why? Was she just spouting off the nonsense?
No, I don't know if she listens or not. I doubt she does.
You know, I did the same thing. I hit a feed on my Facebook.
Because it's like, I don't. No one ever really listens. People in my Facebook don't listen to the show, but I'm afraid to talk about them because maybe they will.
Like the one time I thought no one listened to my no one I knew listened, and then I talked about that dude's bachelor party being all shitty.
But you knew he was already listening.
I didn't know. Oh. He listened like one time. I didn't know he'd ever listen again.
So, what was I saying? Oh yeah. So these people
something about you swallowing.
These
loudly.
People ignore me on Facebook. Anyways, I mean, I would have to make like name one of our episodes like. Sue Smith is a cunt, and then maybe she'd listen if she had time.
I might check it out. I don't know.
So I don't think she's going to listen. Anyway, so this girl I used to date, and then she got really hot. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
And she has this thing where she does now. She goes on and off of Facebook all the time.
A lot of people do that.
And then she comes back, and all she does is shows pictures about how hot she is now with some dopey-looking guy out to dinner. Like, there's some double date she's on in Niagara Falls. Like, look at me. I like, fuck you, and I hit her.
Here I am, hotter than ever, hotter than when you dated me. Here I am again. You could slightly see outline of a nipple because it's really cold outside. My titties look great. Here I am again.
Here's my vagina. You'll never see that in person again. Just so, you, but here's what it looks like now.
Remember I had my labia? They were a little bit big. I had a labiaplasty, so it looks way better. Tighten it up
totally
a little
bit. Remember when I had a little pubic hair back then? Nope, totally clean shaven, no.
Yeah. Not for you, though.
And so I hit her. I'm like, I can't take it anymore. I don't need to see this. Like, I don't need that stress in my life.
Your life is so stressful, too, to begin with. So, yeah.
It is. And I don't need to see her face. It's just like, you know what? It's better just erase her from me. Now I don't think about it. Like, I love when she wasn't on Facebook.
I love her, dude.
Because then all of a sudden, like, all right, she's not here anymore. I don't need to worry about anything. And all of a sudden, she just pops up out of nowhere. I'm like, God damn it. I don't want to know what I'm missing out on. That's the word. That's why I don't want to die. Because you know how much shit I'd miss?
Oh, my God. I said it before. All my favorite shows, they're not ending when I die. I'm not going to see the series finale and then die. I'll never know what's going to happen.
Well, you could be like that. You could be like that cancer kid who talked to Vince Gilligan of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, and he offered to show him the letter, tell him what it was about, or, you know, do something. He said no.
Sorry, why not? I'm trying to do a Southern accent, which I can't do. Vince Gilligan has a Southern accent.
Try it, because it sounds so bad. Go ahead.
So, you want to know how it ends? You do it then.
This is your attempt. Hey there, it's like Charlie Tuna. Would you like to see how it ends, kid?
Well, then you do it if you're
Vlasic Pickle. Or the fucking that guy.
Yeah.
Whatever. And the kid didn't want to
know how
it ended.
Birds even eat pickles with those beaks.
You know how easily they can fucking crunch in one of those pickles? I don't think they chew anyway. They just drop the whole thing down their beak.
Their gullet going.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, and the kid, it's sad because the kid died before the last episode. He didn't want to know what it was because he said he wanted something to live for.
He was cocky.
He wasn't cocky. He's
that's
like,
I'll be here. I don't know what you're talking about, Vince.
Cancer schmancer. I'm not dying. Yeah, and he died.
He could have figured it out, probably.
I mean, since he had cancer, maybe he wanted to hope that the main character would live from his cancer and survive.
So, yeah.
Anyway, he didn't. Both guys are dead, so that's too bad.
But I don't know. You don't give away plots. People haven't finished watching.
Well, that's too bad. You know, the fuck that spoiler shit. I don't care if someone tells me how something ends. I'm still going to watch it.
What if someone tells you the whole episode? You know what I did the other day? This movie came on called My Sister's Sister, or yours, something like that. I don't know, some sister shit. Not the show.
Yeah, the twins.
No,
in the
80s. Not a Mia and Malaka, whatever her name is. No, those are the Obama daughters. I was saying Mia
and
Malaka.
They have a show?
They probably will.
I had no idea that. I didn't know he had two daughters. I don't know shit about shit.
Malachi. Oh, no, that's the guy from Children of the Corn.
That guy from Children of Corn is Obama's daughter?
I guess that's so. He loved that movie. He's like, but just, it's a girl. I don't care. It's Malachi.
One of my favorite movies.
What was I saying?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, so there was this movie and like it started, but I was tired and I wanted to take a nap. So I go, let's see how this fucking thing ends. So I just went to Wikipedia and read the whole thing. I'm like, all right. I took a nap. My girlfriend was watching. And then it's 5 minutes in. I'm like, I wake up. I'm like, ugh. Oh, it's not over. Yeah, I know where this ends. And then it ended.
Why are you bragging? You should have spoiled it for her.
I don't think she cared.
Fine, spoil it for her, then
I was watching her face. I was watching her watch it, and she was like the beginning part. She was like had this grin on her face. She was loving it.
That's weird. I find happy people very interesting. There's a girl at work, and she's always grinning, always laughing, and I look at her and I'm like, it's just fascinating. You're like, you find pleasure in the most simple things.
And I find pleasure in nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
When was the last time a stranger saw you smile?
Shit. I don't come across strangers.
See, that's your problem, man. I'm always smiling.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
There's a lot of songs about smile. Sarah's smile, and smile, that little smile for me. And
that's it, huh? Just two? That's a lot. In my book, two is a lot. Like, if you had sex with two women, that's a lot.
Wasn't that Smile a song by Vitamin C, the artist?
Or the Vitamin.
Remember there's that girl, redheaded girl, her name was Vitamin C?
Vaguely.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't. You wouldn't know anything.
What'd I just say? I don't know shit. I don't know anything. Don't care. Hey, all you geniuses watching the news all day, reading the newspapers, guess what? We'll both be dead. Don't matter.
You sound like Klein now.
I know. That asshole.
Who cares? You'll all be dead in 50 years anyway.
It's kind of true. Yeah, you know all the shit about politics and geography, all the different countries in Russia, which I say is bullshit. It's all just Russia. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Back in Russia.
Yeah, it's all one thing. I know there's like 80 different countries now, but fuck you. It's one. You're all Russia.
I was thinking about this the other day when you see people on Twitter and Facebook carrying on about something, and it's like, I literally couldn't give two shits about what they're talking about.
What a weird expression, too.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Not only will I not shit one time for that, I will not shit two times. You gotta come back tomorrow, like, or 2 days?
I think because shit is so worthless because I'm trying to get rid of it. Like, I wouldn't even give my shit to you as payment for that. That's how much I don't want it.
Like, I mean, it's really...
If you go, hey, you want this? How much? How about some shit? I'll take that shit off your hands. All right.
No deal.
Nope. Sorry. You know what? I don't want that at all.
Some people will find... You know what?
I'll just leave it in me. I don't care.
Use it as manure. You know? Use for the soil. There's some sick people out there who like smear it on things. There's artists who make shit with it. I mean, there's uses.
Well, I was thinking more that the phrase comes from where, like, you have to go really bad and there's nowhere to go. But the guy's like, hey, man, I'll give you this video of a soccer game. Like, I wouldn't even give you... But only if you take it. But if you go, then I'll take your shit. And you're like, nah.
You're really good at explaining things. Did you know that?
Are you explaining that? I just gave a pretty good explanation.
Not real. It was pretty muddled. I mean, we got it.
I'm working it out, all right.
It was pretty muddled, though.
What I'm saying is that you wouldn't give a shit.
I got you.
That's the literal meaning. That's where
it
comes from.
I know. Yeah.
It's better than when you were saying that, go say boo, because it's real. They're religious.
You know what?
Which you were fucking totally wrong about.
I don't know. I didn't read that link.
Yeah, because you didn't want to know. You didn't want to face the fucking truth. You didn't want to face the truth that you were wrong.
I'm not sure I was, because I didn't read it, so I don't know. As far as I know, I'm right.
Boo is just like an ancient word for scare. It's just an ancient word to scare people. That's all it was.
An ancient word. What root is it from?
I don't remember. I read it a month ago.
Boomastophy? Boomer?
Mark hates facts that go against his made-up facts.
You like that group, God Hates Facts. Those guys.
You should make a parody of that.
I know.
That sounds good.
God Hates Facts. Yeah, it is a good one.
God hates that there's other galaxies in the universe.
You know what? If we ever did videos, it'd be good. And we're protesting. We're protesting scientists.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. We won't do it.
Delete that part. We don't want people to steal it.
Nah, you'd steal it. At least somebody will do it. Please.
Did I tell you, did I mention last week, I forget now, about Snopes and how people are saying Snopes isn't, that they don't trust it?
No.
Because I was reading, if you don't know what Snopes is, it's if you ever see a one of those shitty Facebook forwarded things, like, the one this week that a lot of people are sharing was, man sues his wife for being having ugly kids. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, you read this article? And it's like all new, like these shitty news sites are putting it up. Meanwhile, that same story came out in 2004 and wasn't true. And now people are just recycling it, which they do a lot on the internet.
Still not true.
Like, people link to articles from like 10 years ago. Like, oh my god, did you hear about this? And people don't check their sources. So anyways, they put this shit on Snopes and they have all the facts and they talk to law enforcement people.
It's actually true. Being ugly is a crime. Penal code 712.
So I saw someone again on Facebook, some idiot on Facebook, shared someone else's post, like, who's like a regular person that you knew, I guess, goes, my sister-in-law recently went to Walmart And when she got out and got in her car, she saw a $100 bill in the wiper. And she knew enough not to get out because there's crooks they were waiting for. So she just drove off and she was getting away from the guys. And when she grabbed it, it was a fake $100 bill. And that was her scam.
That sounds like a lie to me.
So and then here's the picture of the fake $100 bill. And it's on like this very distinctive, like, I don't know, blanket or something. So I go to, sure enough, I go and look it up on Snopes. There it is. Same exact picture, same, like, pretty much the same exact tale. Like, are you all, like, outright lying about that your sister-in-law, that this happened to her, or what?
Well, now you know. It's a good thing she did that. Now you know that the person you follow on Facebook is a fucking liar.
Well, no, it's the person I follow on Facebook's friend.
Whatever. Well, whatever, the friend's a liar.
I don't know if it was her friend, or who knows. I didn't really do much research. And then I look in the comments, and people are like, maybe it's not true, but so what if you're being safe? It's like, it's not true because it's stupid. If you're going to steal someone's car, just get them when they're outside the car. As soon as they unlock the door.
Yeah, actually, that's what people do. They don't wait for you to get into the car, hoping you get out of the car. Okay? At the point before you get in, guess what? You're out there.
You imagine your keys you and I are going to a carjacking. I mean, it's your first day out carjacking. You're like, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put a $100 bill under a wiper. Then, when she gets in her car, she's going to see it and go, ooh, $100 bill, and she's going to get out.
Wait a minute. What if she grabs it before she gets in her car? Because, I mean, she just might see it there. She's walking to her car. Why are you assuming she's going to get in her car first?
Well, I mean, sometimes it doesn't work out, but we just keep doing it until it works.
How much money have you lost so far? That's $100 bills.
It's like, why don't we just grab her when she's going in? No, no, you can't do that.
Is there carjacking etiquette?
Yeah, it's protocol.
Listen, if they find out I'm busting people, I'm carjacking people before they get into their car, dude, they'll kick me out of the union.
Yeah, because that is just, it's not even a car, it's not technically a carjacking.
It's a mugging.
Yeah.
It's a mugging, and now it's this grand
theft. I'm not the muggers union, I didn't get my card.
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird to get in the muggers union, you have to mug, but to mug, you need to be in the muggers union.
There's always a catch-22, man, it's bullshit.
So anyways, there's people going,
that's life.
They said that, and they go, I don't even trust that stuff in Snopes. They're liberals.
I don't know what that has to do with anything. Do liberals lie?
I don't know. Apparently,
what does
everyone,
that mean?
Everyone that uses the internet like hates liberals or Obama.
Well, they're racist. I'll say it. If you don't like Obama, you're racist.
I don't know how Obama got elected twice, because apparently 99% of the people on this planet hate him. Or in this country, I mean.
Well, because nobody votes. And the people who vote are the ones that like them.
Obviously. I said it weeks ago. I have a problem.
I don't vote.
I'm addicted to reading comments, and I'm getting better, Mark. Now I don't even look at comments sometimes.
Do you notice I don't give a fuck?
You don't care about my problem?
Not really.
It's bringing my blood pressure up. Which, by the way, I read that you can take flaxseed oil. It might lower your blood pressure.
I don't know if that shit works, you know? Like, you know what? The flaxseed oil, the fish oil, you know, all these different things. Even multivitamins. Like, I take a multivitamin.
That's a waste. You piss most of that out.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? I mean,
you're literally pissing money away.
I don't know. I mean, you might absorb a little bit of it.
Probably not.
I don't know.
From what I've read, most doctors say it's ineffective.
Well, what? But then why are you talking about flaxseed oil? It's probably the same fucking thing.
I didn't say flaxseed oil. You did. I said flaxseed.
What?
I didn't say anything about fucking oil.
Oh, whatever. The flaxseed.
I'm flaxseeding like muffins and stuff, like in its pure form.
Yeah, whatever. It's probably still bullshit. Because they didn't put in a vitamin. That means it's not real. Do you know there's no difference?
I'm just stating a fact, Mark.
How is it a fact? If it's bullshit. If it's not true. It's not a fact, actually.
The fact is that there was a study.
I'm sure I could find studies that multivitamins are great and good for you. And fish oil is good for
you. Yeah, on Mark.com.
You know there's studies that go one way or the other and totally contradict each other. That's all that's out there. That's why studies and surveys are bullshit.
Well,
nothing means anything.
I know.
I say,
because we're all going to die in 50 years. Mark's right.
Do? Not if you're just born. You're probably going to live.
Well, but people die in their 50s all the time.
Yeah. Still, better shot of living. But I say, just fucking do what you're going to do, and you decide for yourself if it's good for you or if it's not.
Like, I was driving by McDonald's, and they have the new... They have the McDouble with bacon.
Yeah, you know what? Do you feel good when you eat it? Yeah, it's fucking delicious.
Hell I tell yeah. you, man, we should take a break.
I feel great.
Right now and go to McDonald's.
Can we stop the episode first or finish it up?
Can we just take a break now? We'll be back in about 20 minutes.
Are we going to leave this... Should we push stop? Or just let it go.
All right, just let it go.
Because it's going to be... All right. See ya. Gonna be a really long episode. Oh, you're back.
What are you doing? Come on, let's go. What are you sitting on here?
All right. Is that how you walk? Like you're knocking on the door? Hey, shut up.
All right, fine. I can't really shut up. I wasn't saying anything. Stop it would probably be.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes I get the feeling that...
It's true, I don't like you.
Yeah, that too. But I feel like subconsciously, people are fucking begging me, just outright begging me to tell them to shut the fuck up. Do you feel like that sometimes? The people just do shit hoping...
I was at a game the other...
And they're just waiting for someone to say, hey, dude, shut up.
I'm sitting in my seats at the game, the Bills game the other day. And they were losing. The game was over pretty much. So I'm like, all right. So I'm just sitting there.
That's a surprise.
And this fucking Chiefs fan, he's got two pom-poms in his hands. And he's like two seats away from me, dancing, waving his pom-pom. And he wanted me to react so bad. And I was like, I just ignore him. I just look straight ahead, man.
That's
like,
what they
do. Oh, yeah, we won. You suck. Oh, yeah. And he didn't like wave the pom-pom in my face, but he basically mostly pretty much did.
There's so many.
And then I was fantasizing about pushing him over the ledge. I'm like, that'd be so funny. Like, then his buddy tried kicking my ass because I just murdered his friend.
Don't worry about me. Go help your friend. But I feel like that. Like they want a reaction. They want you. They're begging you. Please tell me to shut the fuck up.
And I hate guys like that too, because then when I go to away games for my teams, guys want to kick my ass because they know that usually away people are assholes. See, I take a low profile when I go to an away game.
Wear a black sweatshirt. Don't wear any fucking identifying. Gear. Come on, man.
I wear the gear, but I don't go crazy cheer. I just like...
A little golf clap.
Yeah.
You know what? You're asking for trouble.
Bravo, team that I chose.
You're asking...
Arbitrarily, in the general area, or maybe not.
When you get your ass kicked, you brought it on yourself. Don't go wearing the gear. Because you know that causes trouble.
I've gone to many away games.
I know. And one of these
days... You went to one with me.
Yeah. Did I wear the gear? I don't own the gear.
And what happened? Nothing. Remember we sat next to an old dude and he goes, oh, I used to be from near you. We were in Florida. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, I used to go to those games. Remember that?
Yeah, and that dude sucked my dick. Remember that? It was awesome.
Well, I mean, for $12.
That's all I
had. For the price of what a beer costs at a game, that's what you got to blow.
You know the thing is? He asked for 20. And I was like, dude... Oh, I got a 12.
They say, I've heard that you can haggle anything these days.
I don't know about that.
That's what they say.
There's a lot of silence. Anyway, you know what? You probably feel like shit haggling a blowjob, you know?
No, I mean, if something important like that, you want to haggle.
I guess. I feel weird.
I only have, like, see, I go to these websites, mint.com, and it helps you budget. And I only budgeted 3% of my weekly income to blowjobs. So, I mean, I can't just waste more than that. It fucks up the whole fucking graph.
You know what? The thing is, if you're haggling for sexual favors...
By the way, 3% is like 6 cents in my income.
You got to play hardball because they tell...
Oh, yeah, she's going to be playing a little hardball.
No, they tell you, like, listen, this handjobs, $100. And I said, well, I don't have $100. Look, how much you got? Like, I got, I don't know. 60? It's like, I can't get that for 60. I'm like, well, I guess I don't need one then. All right, see ya. You got to be ready to walk away. That's when they say, whoa, 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 hold on. All right. You could see the fucking...
Just keep saying no. Well, plus it's demand. If there's like six other dudes waiting in line, you can't haggle.
No, but it's like...
If you're the only one, it's
you
late.
You see
the... sun's coming up, and she's like, come on, man.
You see the defeated look in her face. It's like... I mean, you just see the shame. It's like, I'm fucking jerking this scumbag off for $60. Oh, God. But she'll do it. I mean, she needs the money. Drugs aren't free.
You know who else needs the money?
HotshotWizKids.com?
Yes, we do.
That is true. We do.
So donate. We got to pay for this fucking server and shit.
I know. Anyway, HotshotWizKids.com.
Go to Twitter, HotshotWizKids, Facebook, blah, blah.
Yeah, you know, you can like us, you can write us a review on iTunes.
Are you listening in the past? If you're in 2002, go visit us on MySpace.
that is true.
I think it still exists.
I don't know.
Our MySpace page.
You know what I think it does? You got some weird picture of a mask or something on there?
That was... No, it wasn't a mask. It was some weird-looking dude.
Got some disease.
It used to be our mascot. When we first invented the idea for Hotshot WizKids, it was supposed to be... Was it a rate? When we were doing our...
It wasn't a podcast. We were just doing, like, a video or something.
We didn't really know what we wanted to do, but we had an idea. So I found some weird picture of this dude, and he was, like, our mascot.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't care, and you probably shouldn't either. So, HotshotWizKids.com. Listen to the rest of the week.
Or don't.
It's awesome. It's going to be awesome.